So for my final podcast project, the source that I chose was written by Sylvain Muldoon, a very renowned writer within the astral projection community. And I think this is going to be just generally a very strong source, as there seems to be a lot of information about astral projection and the history and the doctrine of astral projection, as they would say. So just a general overview is, the first chapter is just the general doctrine of astral projection, what it is, what we believe in, what we know to be true. The second thing, and the second part of what he talks about, is man's spiritual body. So, the core root for astral projection to actually be a viable theory is that you have to believe that we as human beings have a higher self, or a soul, or a consciousness, or whatever you want to call it. But we're not just a body. We're not just a physical body. We are a body mixed in with a higher level of awareness. When we go to sleep at night, we can have dreams. And sometimes those dreams can be lucid, where we have dominion over our subconscious body. The third thing is just the history of when this was discovered. There's been a lot of, this was very common in Buddhist and Hinduist religions. And this is what the fourth thing is the scientific approach to this problem, how it stacks up against science, and how it doesn't really make sense, and how you can't really detach your consciousness from your physical body. That's impossible. You don't even have a soul. The fifth thing is the key to the age-old enigmas. Number six, the nature of the astral world. So when you astral project, you're not going to be astral projecting. Your consciousness is not going to preside over the world we perceive now. It's going to be a different realm of existence, the spiritual realm. Number seven, the problem question of multiple bodies. Just generally, I think this is a very strong source. It has a lot of content, and I think it will be a very good source to have in my arsenal when I make this final project.